This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
Okay, we'll call the Senate local government to order this morning. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the listeners on the Internet. Would remind everyone to please turn your cell phones off or put them on wiggle. At this time, we'll have the secretary call a roll call.
Senator Feagin.
Here.
Hager.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Heiner. Excused. Sutton. Excused. Holian.
Here.
Hewing.
Here. Okay, we do have a quorum. At this time, I would entertain a motion for the minutes of the previous meeting.
So moved.
Okay, we have a motion by Senator Holian, seconded by Senator Olson. All those in favor of the motion will say aye.
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 Opposed? Nay. Motion carried. Would remind you, if you're going to testify, to please sign in at the podium legibly. And if you have any handouts, please distribute them to our pages. At this time, we'll have the pages come to the mic up here and introduce yourself and tell us where you're from and where you're headed. Yep. Just turn the, make sure the green light comes on.
Good morning. My name is Joanna Hancock. I am from Pierre.
Okay. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Andrew Silva. I'm from Gettysburg, and I'm currently undecided as to where I'm going to college.
Okay. Thank you. We've got three bills to do today, and it looks like I'm the prime on the very first one, which is House Bill 1004, so I will turn the gavel over to our trusty vice chairman and
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Up first on the docket is House Bill 1004, an act to make form and style revisions to certain statutes regarding counties. Any proponents?
Good morning. I'm Senator Bob Ewing from District 31, Lawrence County. And before you today, I have House Bill 1004. The title is An Act to Make Form and Style Revisions in Certain Statutes Regarding Counties. And that's, in a nutshell, if you've reviewed the bill, that's just basically what it is. It's a great deal of form and style. I mean, I don't know how any other way you could put it. In the first section here, there is the significant change there is if the area of any county in this state has been altered by changing of boundaries. Well, I'll just if the area of any county in this state has been altered by the changing of the boundaries and the county's commitment. The added language is, and the county's commissioners do not run at large, then it'll be up to that board to handle that from there. That was the added language in that one. If you go through the bill, most of it is just style and form change. One other significant change in the bill is on page 13, lines 16 through 18 in section 42, it specifies that no more than two newspapers within the same municipality may be designated as the official newspaper by the county if there are other legal newspapers published elsewhere within that county. Due to the fact of the simplicity of the bill, I'll leave it at that and stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Bob Wilcox with the County Commission Association. As Senator Ewing has indicated, this is a product of the summer study. during this process, we worked with LRC extensively as far as the changes that were made in this 24-page bill. And certainly support those changes, and we're in front of you today to ask you for support of the bill as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further proponents on House Bill 1004? Seeing none, are there any opponents? Any opponents? Seeing none, we will waive rebuttal, close testimony, and open it up for comments or questions from the committee. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And this is just a comment. I'm a rancher, and I look at things a little different. And that line 6 on the first page, and the county commissioners do not run at large, that kind of sounds like somebody left the gate open.
Thank you. Any further comments or questions? Senator Sutton, anything from your rodeo days you want to add?
Don't want to go there.
Okay. Thank you. Seeing no further comments or questions, Chair will entertain a motion. We actually need a motion, though.
Oh, I move that we pass HB 1004.
The motion is do pass on House Bill 1004, moved by Senator Olson, seconded by Senator Hager. Any comments on that?
I think I've already said too much.
Any further comments? Seeing none, all those in favor will say aye, opposed nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Feagin.
Aye.
Senator Hager.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Heinert, excused. Sutton.
Aye.
Holian.
Aye.
Hewing.
Aye.
One excused.
Senate Bill 1004, or House Bill 1004, having received the unanimous consent of the committee, is moved down to the floor of the Senate on a do-pass motion. Motion is moved consent by Senator Olson. Is there a second on that?
Aye.
Seconded by Senator Sutton. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carried. House Bill 1004 on the consent calendar.
Okay. The next bill before us today is House Bill 1071. Do we have any proponents for House Bill 1071? Good morning, Senator Feagin.
Good morning. Mr. Chairman, you stole my thunder. Scott Feagin, Del Rapids, Senator District 25. House Bill 1071 is a very complicated bill. It just removes the word Tuesday, inserts meeting. So the Director of Equalization and the County Commissioners will meet on the first meeting of April instead of the first Tuesday of April. I'll stand by for any questions.
Okay. Do we have any further proponents on House Bill 1071? Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Lauren Pankratz, the registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Association of County Commissioners. First, say thank you to Senator Feagin for helping us with this issue. It comes out of Spink County. Not every county meets on the first Tuesday in April. And so by striking the word Tuesday and putting in meeting, it resolves that problem, but they still have to meet, and we would appreciate your support. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Further proponents? Further proponents, House Bill 1071. Seeing none, do we have any opponents? Okay, any opponents? Seeing none, we will close the testimony from the floor and offer to the committee for questions, discussion, or action. Senator Holine.
I'll move do pass.
Okay, we have a do pass motion from Senator Holine, seconded by Senator Hager. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion will say aye. Those opposed will say nay. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senator Feagin.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Heinert. Excused. Sutton.
Aye.
Holine.
Aye.
Hewing.
Aye. Okay, we do have a unanimous do-pass motion on House Bill 1071. I have a motion from Senator Olson, seconded by Senator Holine, to place on the consent calendar. All those in favor of the motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. It will be placed on the consent calendar to go on down to the floor. Next bill for consideration is House Bill 1119, and it appears I am the prime sponsor on that one as well, so I will turn the gavel back over to the vice chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Next up on the docket is House Bill 1119, an act to revise the criteria for incorporation of a new municipality. Senator Ewing.
Thank you. Good morning again. For the record, Senator Bob Ewing, District 31, Lawrence County. And I have before you House Bill 1119. This is also a another bill that come out of the summer study. And the title is an act to revise the criteria for incorporation of a new municipality. And I stand to be corrected. This did not come out of the summer study. This is a bill that was brought forth from the West River community. Section 1, the change is, that's the immediate change in this law. It's, I'll just read it. A municipality may not be incorporated unless it contains at least 100 legal residents and at least 45 registered voters. For the purposes of this section, a person is a legal resident in the proposed municipality if the person actually lives in the proposed municipality for at least 90 days or is an active duty member of the armed forces whose home of record is within the proposed municipality. And I believe this bill maybe got brought forth from some action up West River that on a community that became a new city and used. I think probably the big change was there. The law as it is now says no municipality may be incorporated which contains less than 100 legal residents or less than 30 voters. So they're trying to clean this up a little bit, and I'll just leave it at that and stand by for any questions you may have on the bill.
Thank you. Any further proponents?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. We are in support of this legislation. It is clarifying, I will say, and cleaning up. We want to be as clear as possible that if you're going to incorporate a municipality, people need to actually live in it. And so that's basically what this whole bill is attempting to do. It just goes through the statute on incorporation and attempts to clean that up. It does not affect any municipality that is currently in the process of incorporating, and it doesn't affect anybody who has incorporated prior. The one we're dancing around, of course, is the Buffalo Chip. That is in court, and that's the only thing that's going to make any change in that. This law cannot affect that. We do have one in the process of incorporating on the east side around a lake. They meet the criteria under both the old law and the new law, and so they're not concerned about it, and their election is going to be late in March, and so their election will be over before the law becomes effective. But that's all that we know of that is going on currently in this area. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Bob Wilcox, County Commission Association, again today. Everything's been said about this particular piece of legislation, but I will clarify actually where it came from. It came through our association and our annual meeting brought by our counties, one of our counties out west. And so it was vented through there, and now we have had the opportunity to work with Municipal League, Ms. Taylor, and thank you, Senator Ewing, for bringing it forward. So with that, we ask you for support of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to 1119? Seeing none, we will close testimony and open it up for questions and or comments. Senator Feagin.
I move due pass of House Bill 1119.
Second.
We have a motion of due pass, but the chair actually asked for questions or comments first. So no problem. Senator Sutton, question?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question for Ms. Taylor? Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Ms. Taylor, can you tell me when it talks about a person being a legal resident in the proposed municipality, is that, I know it talks about living there at least 90 days, but how do you prove that they're a legal resident? Is that they have a actual physical address there, or walk me through that a little bit, and maybe I'm just making it too complicated.
Mr. Chairman? Oh, sorry, wrong Mr. Chairman. Mr. Other Chairman. Yvonne Taylor with the Municipal League. I think that that is oddly a really complicated question. It has been through the Supreme Court in a case called Heinemeier versus somebody. And we thought that had settled it out, and it didn't. But what constitutes residence is a complicated issue, and that's one of the reasons that we're concerned. And one of the reasons that we're concerned about the thing called motor voter, because a resident should be a resident. You would think that means that they have a fixed address and a place that they actually live there. And so this is an attempt to try and tie it down somewhat, at least, to living there for a certain amount of time. But it's an incredibly complicated thing.
Any further questions? Chair, or Vice Chair actually has a question. Looking at this, says you must actually live in the proposed municipality for at least 90 days. Is that 90 consecutive days immediately preceding the election? Is it 90 days within a calendar year? Is it 90 days within a decade? I mean, where's the definition of that?
Do I have to say Mr. Chairman when I'm answering Mr. Chairman's question?
Call me Vice.
I believe that it would be 90 days in that year, but I don't know why I believe that.
Fair enough, because actually just fair enough. Okay. Okay, thanks. Any further questions? We do have a do-pass motion by Senator Feagin, seconded by Senator Olson, was it? Or Hager? Senator Hager, any comments on the do-pass motion? Senator Sutton.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I know there may be some question marks to some degree in how tight the language is, but I think this is a good step in trying to clarify some things. And I think that if there are folks that are uncomfortable with it, I guess I would encourage you to consider see if this works, and we can always come back at a future date and maybe tighten the language up a little bit if we view that in fact it didn't solve the problem. But I think this is a good step in the right direction, so I'd encourage your support.
Thank you. Any further comments on the do-pass motion? Vice Chair will just say one thing. I'll support it. I don't want it placed on consent because I do want to talk to the proponents about locking down some sort of definition about what the 90 days is. I think that that's would probably just help the bill. So I think we just need to look at that a little bit and settle a couple questions with voter registration, because that does get to be an extremely touchy issue. But being that this is specifically in the municipality code, I think it's all right. So with that said, the motion is due pass. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Feagin.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Heinert, excused. Sutton.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hewing.
Aye.
6-1 excused.
Motion is unanimous in favor of the due pass motion on House Bill 1119, and it will move down to the Senate floor.
Okay, thank you. That completes the bills that we have before us today. We have one other bill that we will consider Wednesday morning, and that's House Bill 1092. And that pretty much clears our calendar. I'm sure we have more House bills coming over that we'll have to deal with, but at that time, that will be our final bill on this schedule. Is there anything to come before the committee this morning? Okay, if not, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion from Senator Olson, seconded by Senator Holeen, to adjourn. All those in favor of the motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.